This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi from Gospel Distribution Ministry, USA. And I want you to listen closely to the message I'm bringing to you in this hour. I want to talk today about the signs that shows to us that the end of the world is right before us. Taking it from the book of Luke chapter 17, I'm going to read this signs that Jesus Christ gave to us, which we have been seeing, and it's not just we alone that are seeing, it's all over the world. And I'm going to talk a little bit on that so that you may be aware that we are at the end of the world. Now, what are you going to do with yourself? How are you going to prepare for what is coming to happen to mankind, and not just to mankind, to this planet? Because we have been preaching to you that the kingdom of God is at hand. And what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is that God is about to take over. That is the kingdom of God. God is coming to take over this planet Earth so that he will deliver it unto the righteous and he shall destroy the wicked. Now, be not your own goal is to make sure that you are not classified as the wicked before God. And only the wicked will be destroyed from this planet Earth. But the right, who is then the righteous, or who is the wicked? Those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, you are automatically classified as righteous before God, because this is what the Bible says. When the Lord Jesus Christ was preaching, he said, "He that believeth the Son has life." If you believe the Son of God, Jesus Christ, you have life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. And the wrath of God abided upon such person. So you have to remember that. Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? If you have not, you still have your opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, so that you may escape the wrath of God that is coming. Because the wrath of God is coming upon this world. Like the Bible said, the wrath of God has been revealed from heaven. And let's read it again. I'm going to read it to you first. What is the sign that we have been seeing that shows that we are at the end of the world? In Luke chapter 17, this is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. From verse 28, let me read from verse 26. The Lord Jesus Christ was saying that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. That is, when the Lord Jesus Christ shall come back, that is to take over this planet Earth, which is what we talk about, the kingdom of God is coming to take over. You say, "Oh, we are going to bomb." I remember somebody was telling me, maybe he was joking, I'm not really sure. I told him that God is going to appear, the Lord Jesus Christ will appear from the sky with the angels, and they will be taken over of this planet Earth. When the saints of God, the Christians, shall first be taken up to go and meet Jesus in the air, and then coming down to take over. And he said, "Oh, we are just going to bomb them out of the sky." Oh, you think so? Well, we shall see. But here is what the Bible said. "It shall be as in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man." And what was in the days of Noah? He said, they did eat, they drink, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Now, we can say that simply means everything will be going on as usual. There will be no specific sign of a stoppage to anything that is going on. They will be marrying, and they may even be a newborn babe just born during the day that the flood of Noah came and destroyed both the newborn babe and the mom and the dad were wiped away. But only those who were in the ark of safety, in the ark that Noah built, only those people were saved. So this first part of it could be telling all the same thing. Everything will go on like before. They will be marrying, they will be getting married, they will be having babies, everything will be going on. But some people say, "Well, how can God destroy even the newborn babe that has not even done anything wrong?" Well, you know something? That babe was the son of the wicked. And he's just as guilty as the son, as his father and his mother. So you have to think about that. The son of the wicked is, like somebody told me, said that, "Hey, the son of a lion is a lion, no matter how little it is. Still a lion." So the same thing, the son of the wicked is still a wicked person, no matter whether he's just born that day. So think about that. So God is justified in all things. So you better repent and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It shall be like in the days of Noah. They shall be marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Verse 28. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Now let's look closely at the days of Lot. We might be able to see some signs in that day that we can really point to right here. Look at what happened in the days of Lot. Some sodomites, we call them sodomites, are the people that have said they were all homosexuals. They attacked the house of Lot, asking for the two angels to be revealed, to be brought to them, so they might know those two angels. In short, they are saying they wanted to have sexual relationship with those two angels. They were homosexual. They were sodomites. And that was the sin that was specifically peculiar in that city of Sodom. And they became so violent with that sodomy, because those devils that people didn't realize they were evil spirits, that when they come upon the world, they possess some people, they will think they were created to be homosexuals. In fact, all over America, all over Europe right now, in many parts of the world, they were fighting for their right, they call it, that they wanted to be recognized as another breed of mankind. That is, just like God made men and made women, then he made those who claim to be homosexuals, that they were just different, that they were created like that. But it was the lie of the devil. Demonic possession. When they were possessed, they think they were created like that. They ought to be locked up in asylums with the lunatics, because if you go to the asylums, to those places where you have the lunatics will tell you things that you will be surprised. The lunatic will think he was created like that, because it's another spirit talking through his mouth. It's not him. So the same with those people, homosexuals, that have thought they were created like that. And how did they get there? How did they become like that? They became like that by practicing. When they begin to practice those sexual perversion, bang, it's like addiction. They were possessed. It's the same thing with the drug addict. It's the same thing with the smoke addict. They couldn't stop it anymore, because when they are locked in, it's because of possession by evil spirits. Now they are no more talking. It's now the evil spirit talking through their mouth, making them say they were created like that. And that is, those are special evil spirits from the pit of hell that behave as if everything is normal to this mankind except that sexual lifestyle. Everything looks like normal. I mean, that's why they could even be in the legislatures. That's why they could even be great men in the military. They could be high men in the hospitals. They could even be professors. See, they look like everything looks normal, but they were possessed by some special demons that will make things look, that we behave as everything is normal, but they are not really normal, because they are already been addicted, and because they are already taking a sexual perversion. But you see, that same devil that looked like everything is normal can turn deadly, just like that. They can turn violent into violent rape, just like that. That's how they can turn into somebody that we do sexual perversion with somebody, with a human being, and then kill that human being. And that is how violent they could be. They are demons possessing those people. And they think, well, they were created like that. Don't be deceived, young man. Don't be deceived, young woman, that claim to be homosexual. You need to be delivered from that demonic possession. That's what I'm saying. You need to be delivered from that demonic possession. But it has already polluted the world right now. The world is full of them. The world is full of them in all those nations where they are now fighting for their right. They wanted to be recognized as another breed of human being, but they were possessed. So we are dealing with evil spirits in that, when it comes to homosexuality, when it comes to the sodomites, we are dealing with evil spirits. So remember that. But see, the biological already given it to us 50 years ago. Those perverted activities were going on in the underground. It's just like all other sins. See? But when the demons were unleashed upon the earth and they possessed these people, they are no more comfort, they are no more satisfied to be underground or to be in the dark room. They now want to make themselves known. That was what is going on in this generation. And that went on in the days of Lot. That is, they were no more in the back room, in the background. They are no more doing it in secret. They were then doing it openly, proclaiming themselves to be homosexuals and asking the government to accept them. And that was going on in the days of Lot, that they are taking over the land. And right now in America, right now in Europe, right now in many countries, they are making laws to accept them also. Why? Because the world has been bombarded by those evil spirits of homosexuality. And that is what God is pointing out here, that yes, in the days of Lot, those things will take place again, and they are already taking place. That's how you can read the news and see that in every nation they were now trying to ask the governments of the world to recognize them as a minority group to be accepted in the society as homosexuals, as sodomites, as gays. But you know, these are demonic possessed people. Don't listen to them. They were demonic possessed people. So you have to remember that. But this is a sign. That's all I'm pointing out today. This is a sign of the end of the world. Because as that thing is taking place, the judgment is going to follow them. It always follows them. The judgment, the wrath of God always follows them. Always follow those evil spirits. And I will give you many examples here in the Bible that make you to see that the wrath of God always follows those evil spirits. Because when they get out of the pit of hell and attack and bombard any land, any nation, and that pollution couldn't be stopped, the next thing for God to do was to wipe them out with the wrath of God. And that was what you see in the days of Lot. Because when they took over that land, God sent those strangers to go destroy the two cities and the neighboring cities. There was no other hope. Nothing else could change it. Let's read it in 2 Peter chapter 2, what the Bible said. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7, here is what Peter said. I'll read from verse 5. Let me start from verse 6. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, then you better be careful. Apostle Peter was warning us that God didn't spare the angels that sinned. He cast them down to hell. And you can see then whether some of those type of evil angels, when they were unleashed out of hell and they attacked and bombarded any land and turned them into homosexuals, or what they call it, gay and lesbians, and when they bombarded the land and turned them, God has to judge the land that accepted them. And they all wiped them out too. And this is what Apostle Peter was pointing out. He said, God spare not the angels. So wherever the angels went to pollute, God doesn't spare them either. And spare not the old world, verse 5, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. But the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Now that is the word that Apostle Peter has written for, very strong words, very strong words. And I'm telling you exactly that the world has come to that right now. Many big cities in America, big cities in England, in Europe, in Australia, everywhere, those demonic possessed people have been polluting the land, and the land has been polluted by those satanic spirits that have possessed those people and claiming that they are homosexuals, wanting to be recognized as a separate breed of mankind. But what were they? They were just polluted. They were spirits. They are the spirits that have come, that have possessed them. That's what I'm trying to say. They were just possessed spirits, and they can be delivered by the power of the gospel. But individual, just like anyone that is in any type of behavior, can be set free. So shall can the homosexual be delivered from that bondage of corruption. No matter what spirit has possessed you, since you are listening, you can still have your mental, your brain to be able to listen and reject the spirit. You have got to reject the habit yourself. It's just like smoking. If you say, I like smoking, that's why I don't want to quit, then you cannot quit. But if you know, I don't like it, but somehow I just couldn't quit. But because you say you don't like it, then seek help. Ask God to set you free. You'll be able to be set free. By prayer of the saints, we can set you free. The same thing when you reject the habit of homosexuality and you ask God to set you free, we can pray for you, even over the radio, and drive the devil out of you. And you will be free just like that. So it's not the fact that we are condemning that person. We are telling you that the demon in you is condemned already. But you can be set free from that demon. But you have got to reject the habit yourself and then ask for deliverance. And you shall be delivered, because if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's what Jesus Christ said. You must be ready to, you must want deliverance. You must desire to be delivered. You must believe that what I'm telling you is the truth, that you are not created to be homosexual. If you that is listening to me, you are part of them. You have to believe first that you are not created to be homosexual. You have taken the habit that has made the demon attack and possess you, but you can be set free. But just ask Jesus to set you free, and I will pray for you at the end of this broadcast to set you free. But what I'm trying to say in this sermon is that it's a sign of the end. When the world was being bombarded with the request by this group, so-called sodomites, that they wanted to be recognized, it's a sign of the end, the sign that Jesus Christ said, as in the days of Lord, so shall it be. And I'm trying to make you to see, why do we say that's the sign of the end? Because the judgment of God always follows those evil spirits. And whenever they come into the land, they always get the land polluted to the point that God has to wipe them out, wipe the whole people out. And let's read again in Romans chapter 1, what Apostle Paul was writing. For here in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, Apostle Paul said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And he went for that in verse 26. And let me read from verse 24. He said, "Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." Why did God give them up? When people refuse to listen to the sound doctrine, to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because preachers have preached over and over again, and people individually refuse to accept the truth, very soon they wanted to do their own thing. They wanted to do whatever they wanted to do in all their sexual perversion. Before you know it, demons were released upon them that will make them to be locked in that habit. That is the same thing that happened in smoking cigarettes. They stick it like a practice. Somebody could have said, "This is bad for you," and they say, "Well, they're just having fun." The preachers have said, "This is bad lifestyle." They say, "Oh, well, mind your own business. We're just having fun." And very soon, they are taking it like a social drink, they call it social smoking. Very soon, it's no more social. They are becoming drunks and drunkards. They couldn't control themselves anymore, or they are becoming addicted to the smoking or to the drugs. They may start with a social drinking or social taking of drugs in a party or something. Very soon, they are no more just taking it in a party. They are now addicted, because demons were released upon them from hell. Because those demons from that Satan released upon them, they just attack and enter. And because they have their life open to them because of the practices these demons have introduced into the world, if you practice what they have introduced to the world, then you have opened yourself to the attack so that they can possess. And that was what Bible is saying there. God gave them over to the uncleanness so that they go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Okay, go ahead and do it. But in the end, what will happen? They are all going to be wiped out with those devils that attack that possess them. And Apostle Paul went further in verse 25. He said, they changed the truth of God into a lie, and they worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. He said, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Vile. Bad and corruptive affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. You see them, women calling themselves lesbians. The same thing, the same demons possess both women, and they are really calling themselves lesbians. Women with women doing evil things, doing sexual perversion. And then the demons also possess some men call themselves homosexuals, gays. And the same spirits, the same breed of spirits, evil spirits, that possess the same people. But it's because God gave them up. Once they refused to listen, they took it by little practice, little secretly doing something here, very soon they will be given up with their vile affection, and they couldn't help themselves anymore. Now they thought they were created like that because those demons have possessed them. And verse 27 says, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, bond in their lust and one toward another, men with men, walking that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now listen to me, you that's listening to this radio broadcast. When God gave people over to their vile affections, diseases will follow. Terrible diseases that even the doctor will not be able to help them. That is where the outbreak of AIDS come out. It was first noticed in the homosexuals, but you have to notice that those sexually transmitted diseases, it didn't just stay with the homosexuals alone. Why? Because it is the same sin, sexual perversion, that actually breed that new disease. And that is why you see this among those who are sexual promiscuous too. Also you see them all over the places, all over African countries, all over European countries, being killed by the same plague of AIDS. Sexual perversion caused it, because what was homosexuality? Sexual perversion. Whether they are men sleeping with men, or they are men sleeping with animals, or they are perverted men sleeping with just so many women, still sexual perversion. And because they refuse to listen to the word of God, God say you leave them, give them up to their vile affection, and the devil attack them with strange diseases that I've never seen before, that could never be cured by the doctors. And that is what the Bible is telling us, why those things are coming upon the world, why those evil diseases also are coming upon the world. It's part of the judgment. But that was just the beginning of the punishment. Because when the devils of homosexuality that turn into violent spirits, violent devils, when they turn violent, judgment always follows them. They may start like the way they are just practicing their thing in their own corner, in their own bedrooms. Now they wanted to be married. They wanted them to be recognized as married couples, that is, men with men, claiming to be married couples. But that is just the beginning, but they are violent spirits that are hiding under the cloak of gentlemen. They're not gentle, they are violent spirits. Because you can see examples in the Bible where they attack and rape, like a gang attack and rape, just like they do in the Old Testament. And that is what we are talking about. It's a sign of the end. But those signs, they are always followed by the judgment and the wrath of God, like in Sodom. And there was a city in the days in Israel, in the days of the judges, where the Benjamins have taken into those demons, and they attacked a Levite and wanted to have homosexual relationship with that Levite. And in the end, they couldn't get rid of the Levite. They raped the wife of the Levite until the woman died. That's why we're talking about it. That was also in the Bible. And what happened to that tribe? The tribe was almost wiped out because the other tribes began to destroy the tribe and into war until they almost destroyed the whole tribe. That was an example of what those demonic spirits of homosexuality can cause, and when they turned violent, what they could cause upon the earth. And they started by practicing. Very soon, the people that were not even practicing will begin to sympathize with them. And that is what you see in the world right now. Even those who are not practicing the homosexual behavior will begin to sympathize with them, because they become what they call, they go about trying to be activists, trying to make people to believe them that they were created like this. And they begin to think of tolerance, tolerate them, and everybody's preaching tolerance, so they have to accept the homosexuals into the society. But what are we talking about? It is a sign of the end. It is a sign of the end. The end is near. And what is God going to do about this? God is going to destroy the world. God is about to destroy the world. That is what we are talking about. But how are you to escape? Begin to prepare yourself for the end of the world that is near. Because Jesus Christ said, as in the days of Sodom, in the days of Lot, so shall it be at the end of the world, when the Son of Man is about to be revealed. The world will be polluted. That's what he was talking about, polluted. But we that keeps ourselves from that pollution, we're going to be taken out of this world first before God can wipe up the unbelievers. And that is what the Bible has revealed to us in many formats. And we are going to meet Jesus Christ in the air. And then there's going to be a massive destruction on the earth. And then the saints will come down and take over the earth, after the world had almost been wiped out. All the books, but all the apocalypse that was in the book of Revelation, you can read it yourself. In the book of Revelation chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8, you can see so many of the things that God was going to use. God said he will use to destroy the population of the earth. But you can escape. There's still an open door for anyone that wants to repent. If you want to repent, you want to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and take control. Even if you are possessed by any devil or by any homosexual spirit, you can be delivered. Like the Bible said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And that is why I'm preaching today. If the Son of God shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. But you've got to want to be set free. You've got to ask for deliverance. Say, call upon the Lord while he may be found. Today is your day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late for you. But today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. That is what the word of God is coming to you today. If you will hear his voice, harden not of your heart. Harden not your heart. It's asking you now to invite Jesus as your Lord and Savior into your heart. Let him take over your life and guide you through this dark world. Let him deliver you today from sin and give you a new heart and a new life that will sin no more. Let Jesus Christ come into your life today and bring light into your life, so that all the darkness of secret sins that you have been doing, whatever is the secret sin, if your own sin may not be homosexuality, your own sin may not be sexual perversion, your sin may be corruption, lust after money, embezzlement, your sin may be stealing, armed robbery, whatever is your sin, it's all the same thing. They are all part of what is going to be destroyed from the earth. The soul that sinned shall die. But God has come, he said that, but the gift of God is salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to give you salvation from sin. You remember the thief on the cross when Jesus Christ was crucified? That thief had no chance, but at the last minute he believed that this man that is being crucified with them was the Messiah. And because he believed, he cried unto him that, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus Christ said, all you need to do is believe. And if you believe, you shall see the glory of God. And that thief believed, and he was saved at the last minute. But don't wait for your last moment. Don't wait till you are about to die. God, there may be no Jesus on the cross with you. Today, when you hear the gospel, is your day of salvation. If you will ask Jesus Christ to come in right now and set you free, you will be set free indeed. And that is why we are asking you to, let me pray for you right now. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Don't say, I'm not ready yet. You may think, I have to go to that party first. I have to go to that sexual orgy first. And then tomorrow I will change. You may not come back. You may have no tomorrow. Today is your day of salvation. So I want you to repent today so that we can set you free from that demonic possession. Whether you are homosexual or you are just a womanizer or you are an unlocked prostitute, Jesus Christ wants to set you free today so that you can have a hope of eternal life and your life will be cleaned by Jesus. Don't try to clean it yourself. All you need to do is to say, Jesus, I surrender. Come on in and take charge. And he will change you from within so that you will be disinterested in all those bad lifestyles. You will hate the lifestyle yourself, and that is the only way you can stop it. And I'm going to pray for you right now. Can you bow your head and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died for me on the cross. I apply your blood and I believe in your blood. Let your blood wash me clean right now, Jesus. Come into my heart and set me free. Did you say that? Say it again. Jesus, I believe in you. Come into my heart and set me free, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me pray for you. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening in the radio land. As they have prayed this prayer with me, I command the devil, whatever is the spirit that is in them, whether they are possessed or they are just oppressed, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command those evil spirits to come out of them. Go back into the pit of hell. Enter them no more in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I've commanded, it is done. Come out of them, as I say, you devil, and go into the pit of hell and enter them no more in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus Christ avail for them. Let them sin no more. Now, I want you to begin, take your Bible and begin to read the scriptures daily, every day. Make it an habit to read your Bible. Start from the New Testament. Start from the book of Matthew. And just study, just read. Continuous, daily, every day.
Well, praise the Lord. I would like to break in right now because we are running out of time. This has been the Gospel Distribution Ministry. And if you have access to the internet, our web address is gospeldistribution.org. gospeldistribution.org. Write to us by email or by letter, and we shall send you some more literature. God bless you.